That tunnel machine that's been stuck underground for more than a year did reach daylight yesterday, and now Bertha is slowly inching into position for the repair work to begin. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
For the last couple days, you could feel the sidewalk at Jackson and Alaskan Way vibrate slightly as Bertha gnawed its way through 20 feet of concrete. At around noon Thursday, Jerry Carter was sitting in his wheelchair out in front of the Compass homeless shelter across the street from Bertha.
I was sitting there when it blew. I heard a loud boom underground, and then a whoosh, big steam cloud came up. Sounds like a compression tank exploded. That's what I was thinking.
That steam, Carter saw, was concrete dust as Bertha's cutter head busted through the concrete lining of the pit wall. Engineers had been moving Bertha forward in short bursts at about 1/6 of the drill's usual speed. Workers pumped chemicals into the ground-up concrete so it could pass smoothly through Bertha's digestive system, like toothpaste squeezing out of a toothpaste tube. Never once did the drill exceed its safe temperature range. Now construction workers will move the drill forward about 6 feet at a time, installing concrete tunnel linings behind Bertha at the conclusion of each forward thrust. A few more pushes like that and Bertha will be in position for a facelift. A massive crane will lift the cutter head very slowly and lay it out on the ground. Workers will then take it apart. They'll replace a broken seal and a damaged bearing. They'll add metal reinforcing to the hull. Nobody will say how long that's going to take, but Chris Dixon of the Seattle Tunnel Partners says drilling should get easier as Bertha moves past the unpredictable fill material that pioneers dumped on Seattle's waterfront.
One of the things that we've been dealing with coming up Alaskan Way here is we've been very shallow. The deeper we get, the better soils we get into, the better conditions for tunneling.
Dixon says Bertha loves drilling through the kind of glacial till that's deeper underground. He says Bertha should finish drilling by the end of 2016. It'll be a year after that until the tunnel can open for traffic. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.